Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we're going to talk about spiritual fruitfulness, and our scripture comes out of Colossians 1 and 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. As we approach the holidays with Thanksgiving and Christmas and Halloween, we begin to prepare for yet another time with friends and family. We long for the traditional things that made our home warm and family-focused. Turkey, baked brown with its legs trussed up. Children making paper pumpkins and turkeys and different things that would just represent the fun and the presence of family during the holidays. One of my favorite representation of the holidays is around Thanksgiving, and it's that plenteous cornucopia bursting forth with ripened fruit from its wide and ample opening. It's always been an image of me and for me of what God is doing for me personally. And it helps me to begin to evaluate my own personal fruitfulness. Since I have been rooted and built up in Him, I am to bring forth fruit that is pleasing to Him, right? More importantly, what does spiritual fruitfulness look like? Fruit, the product of fruitfulness, is used metaphorically of work or deeds. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Philippians 1:11 says, "We are filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes from Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." 2 Peter talks about, "For it is these qualities that we should be increasing. They keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." While works are evidence of Christ's activity, it does not always tell the whole story. Jesus' teaching often encouraged listeners to look beyond what they could see with their physical eye and to examine the motives and intentions of their hearts. That's Matthew 7:16 through 20. He said, "You will know their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their works you will know them. By their fruits you will know them." This view of fruit bearing was very intimidating to the religious establishment of Jesus' day, and still is for believers who gauge the quality of their spiritual fruit by calendars filled with church activities or hours dedicated to devotional activities. Fruitfulness is not busyness for the Lord, but transform living, resulting in the mind of Christ. Fruitfulness reflects the heart and mind of our beloved Lord and Savior, in whose image we are to be daily conformed to. How do we become fruitful? Fruitfulness begins and ends with the chief source of all life, God the Father, through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Fruitfulness is the visible expression of the Holy Spirit's power working inwardly and visibly in the life of believers. The fruit of the spirits described in Galatians 5:22 and 23 is not the result of impotent human efforts, but it is the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit being reflected in our lives as we divest control of our minds, our will, and our emotions to Him. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Our role in developing spiritual fruit is to abide in Christ. To abide means to tarry and remain. As we abide, we listen to His voice. We obey His instructions. We serve at His pleasure. Jesus is the true vine. Believers are His branches and therefore dependent on Him for spiritual nourishment, which can only be provided by the giver and the sustainer of life. Let me say that again. Believers are Jesus' branches, and we are dependent on Him for spiritual nutrients, which can only be provided by the giver and sustainer of life. Without Him, the branch can bear no fruit. If we successfully abide in Him, we produce much fruit. As we produce much fruit, the Father is glorified. We are Christ's disciples and have been appointed to bear fruit. This year, as you go into the holiday seasons, it's a great time to evaluate what type of fruit you are producing and how is your garden growing. Abiding requires believers to not only dedicate the time alone with the Father, but also practice the art of being in His presence continually. Since Christ is with us continually and through His indwelling Holy Spirit, we must become intentional in our act of abiding. And if you would like to begin to bear fruit for the Father, if you would like to become spiritually fruitful, it is important that you have the Holy Spirit living within you. That is one of the giftings as you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit comes to abide within you, and you begin your journey in bearing fruit. If you would like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we invite you to go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and follow the instructions. Begin your holiday season abiding with the Holy Spirit and beginning to bear spiritual fruit. That's it for today. Thank you so much for your faithfulness in following us. We look forward to being with you on next week. Please share this podcast with friends and family, and we'll see you again on Morning Reflections. Be blessed.